The Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there thought it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world has been driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear people of First Emmanuel, what a joyful, exciting day for you. Pastor Anne is being installed. The bishop is here. This is a full church. There were more people in that choir than some churches have in their totality this Sunday morning. Something is going on in this church. You've come a long way since you became part of the ELCA in 2020. Good food awaits you following this service, and your future is bright. And what an honor it is for me to be here as well. I'm the pastor of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, a couple blocks west of Wrigley Field, where the Cubs play. And I've known First Emmanuel since Pastor Harry was here. In fact, the only other time I was here was in February 2020. And you know what happened the month after that. I met Pastor Anne her first semester at the Lutheran Seminary in Hyde Park, LSTC, not far from here. It was a spiritual formation course. Soon I became her spiritual companion and have journeyed with her through seminary and now through internship. I remember how she first discovered there was a church called First Emmanuel, and her heart stirred, and she hoped that she would get to be here for internship. So she started making the connections you need to make. The Lord provided, it came to be, and I have heard her tell of you these last 2 years, her love for this place, her sense of call for ministry, and most specifically to First Emmanuel. Now, I don't mean to bring things down from the high point we're on right now, but our gospel goes there, down to the earth, down to a seed planted in the ground. Jesus says, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Well, thank you, Jesus. There's got to be some Lent in this celebration, right? Some death, some reality, some loss, some letting go. After all, we're decked in purple. Palm Passion Sunday is a week away. The cross is ahead. No resurrection without death, right? A seed must die. Stoop down with me. Stoop down to the earth. Stoop down to the dirt. Stoop down to the ground. Many of us urban folk don't have room for garden plots. But how many of you do have gardens in your backyard? Just a few. Some of you might have gardens and community gardens that you tend. But how many of us have live plants in our house? Probably more. Now, I know that when I get too much in my head and too much into my stress and too much into my worry, it does my soul good to get my hands down in some dirt and plant some seeds. It's awesome then to think about tulips or daffodils. Any of you planted those in the fall? A few. I'd recommend it if you can. I've done it twice on cold November days, and I imagine the long winter ahead. Back when we had winters, right? And then came the waiting months for the flowers to appear on the earth. And at my church near Wrigley Field right now, there are shoots coming through the ground. Small daffodils are blooming. The first day of spring is this week. Can you, well, it's kind of a cold day today, but we can feel it in the air. The sun is stronger, and Lent means spring, the promise of new life. And you know that promise, First Emmanuel. You sense it today. You sense it in your new pastor, Anne, and in the energy and in the momentum in this place that we can feel. That's why I think this is planting season at First Emmanuel. So let's go back to the earth. The seed needs to be nurtured, planted, watered. The conditions need to be right. You know that. You know that in your church as well. It's a delicate balance needed for growth. I don't have to tell you. I don't have to tell the bishop, though I can't see him because there's a lot of flowers between him and me. But we know, you know, there are a lot of challenges these days in the church. We all want growth. We want more people. We want more youth. Let's be honest, we'd like more income. Now we know that we need to count people and we need to count offerings to send our reports to the synod and to the ELCA. One consultant I remember used to call this counting bucks and butts. But I want you to think about growth in a different way, First Emmanuel. Think of spiritual growth. Think of changed lives. Think of making an impact on your community. That's the kind of growth to hope for, to look for, to pray for, to yearn for in this planting season. I believe that you've been planting seeds a long time here at First Emmanuel. You are proud that MLK was here once. You have strong leadership. You have a huge choir. You are a racially diverse congregation in a denomination that's predominantly white. And you are a community that supports one another, seeks to make a difference in this neighborhood, the city, and this community. But the world is changing. The church is changing. It's changing so much we can barely keep up. There are so many challenges these days. I don't even have to name them. That's why I believe it's planting season here at First Emmanuel. Now, seed catalogs come out this time of year. We got one in the mail recently. And for each plant and for each vegetable, each fruit, it lists when to do the planting, whether it's mid-April or mid-June. It depends on the conditions. It depends on where you live. Different times for planting, depending on whether it's tomatoes or beans or watermelons. Now, it may be the liturgical season of Lent today, but it's planting season for you, First Emmanuel, planting seeds and awaiting the harvest that God promises. What a time of great expectation and hope. But back to our text a moment, back to Lent and Holy Week, and the stark reminder that seeds need to be planted in the earth and they need to die before they bear fruit. Jesus is the seed planted in the earth for us, the one who gives his life for the life of the world, the one who bears our pains and sorrows, the one who teaches us how to let go, how to lose ourselves for the sake of others, the one who paves the way to new life and resurrection. For there is a promise. Just as Jesus was lifted up from the earth, in his resurrection, he draws you. He draws all the earth to himself. That's why we sang, "Lift high the cross." And now you, people of Emmanuel, you are the seed planted in the earth. Amid the changes, amid the chances of life, what are you now called to let go of? How are you called to change? How is your neighborhood changing? How is the ELCA changing? What will need to die in this place in order for new life to come forth? I trust that you and Pastor Ann will be doing this kind of discernment in the days and years ahead. Finally, it's not lost on any of us or me that it is St. Patrick's Day. The choir sang St. Patrick's breastplate. If you looked all the way down at the page, they were singing. Now, St. Patrick's Day may not be, it's Irish after all, the day that a lot of Lutherans observe on a Sunday morning. We're probably not having corned beef and cabbage for lunch, but who knows? But the Chicago River, it's green today. Now, we Lutherans have our liturgical colors, and it's purple. We don't nilly-nally change to green, right, Pastor Ann, just because it's St. Patrick's Day? But I do have green socks on. I will show you later. And when the Cubs were in the World Series, the color was red, but I put a blue stole on that Sunday, too, for a little levity during the World Series. But this, First Emmanuel, is a day for greening. Greening of the earth as spring arrives. Greening of First Emmanuel. Pastor Ann is bringing her green thumb of creativity and passion for ministry, her green thumb of love for God and love for you. And I cannot wait to see what God will do in this place in the coming years. As we will soon sing, for the plowing, for the reaping, for the sowing, silent growth while we are sleeping, future needs in earth safe keeping, thanks be to God. On this glorious day, on this greening day, on this glowing day, thanks be to God. Amen.